A lot of teenagers spend the summer trying to earn a few extra dollars. In Minneapolis, 13-year-old Jaquan Faulkner runs a hot dog stand that has gotten a lot of attention. We learned about him from a story in the Star Tribune, and when I gave him a call, Faulkner was at his stand just setting up for business. I asked him to describe what I would see if I visited.
Well, you'll see a green tent with chips, hot dogs, a cash register, and a crock pot on it with some buns, napkins. And you'll just see me with a smile on my face ready to serve you.
Faulkner has been selling hot dogs at his stand for a couple of summers now. And this year, someone called the city health department to complain. Faulkner didn't have a permit. The health department didn't make him shut the stand down. Instead, they linked Faulkner with a local business development group, and they said they wanted to help him succeed.
They had said, "We don't got to worry about it. We're going to help you get your license, and we're just going to help you actually grow."
The health inspectors helped Faulkner get certified to operate the hot dog stand. They even paid the $87 for a permit. I asked Faulkner to explain how that happened.
Well, actually, Ryan and Huff.
Huff, that's Minneapolis Environmental Health Director Dan Huff.
But they work with the health department. And they, when we had, well, we went to go meet Ryan. He was a nice guy. He showed us around the place and took me to get my license. But then what I didn't know was when I got there, I didn't have to pay no money. When I was there, Huff already paid it. He just said, when he get here, don't worry about it. It's already paid for him. He just get his permit.
Wow.
And I had figured out when it was on the news that he had said he paid it.
Oh, it was only when you were on the news that you found out that somebody else had paid the fee for you?
Yes.
How'd that make you feel?
It had made me feel kind of excited, and like, I was just like, wow, I had people on my side that I didn't even know.
What kind of changes did you have to make to be an official business? Were there things that they made you add to the hot dog stand?
They made me add a washing station where I could wash my hands. It's where if I drop my tongs, I can wash those off.
What else?
They made me take away tomatoes. They had made me take away cheese. Because it was a violation.
Are you going to have to give this up when you go back to school in the fall?
Actually, I'm hoping not. What I'm going to do is, the first 2 weeks of school, I'm going to see how, like, what time I get off. And I'll have my uncle set up around that time. And when he set up, I'll be off school by now, and I'm ready to, we're ready to open.
So you're going to try to keep doing this during the school year?
Yes.
What grade are you going to be?
I am going to go to 8th grade.
Do you know anybody else in your 8th grade class who has a business like this?
Actually, no.
What do you love about doing this?
Me, the reason why I started is because I love building. Like, building is just my favorite. So, I love building and I like having my own things. So, this goes together perfect. So, when I get older, I was hoping I can be an architect and design my own buildings and, like design my own hot dog buildings. And be having some people managing those.
Last question, what do you put on your hot dogs when you're going to eat one yourself?
I actually make a Chicago style hot dog.
Describe what goes on a Chicago style hot dog. It's what I ate growing up. Okay. My mom is from Chicago. But what do you put on a Chicago style hot dog?
What I put on it is I put some onions. I put a little relish. It depends. I put a little jalapenos. I put some mustard on it. I don't really like ketchup, so I can't put that on it.
Never, ever ketchup. No ketchup on the hot dog.
Yeah, no ketchup.
Jaquan, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Jaquan Faulkner is the 13-year-old owner and operator of Mr. Faulkner's Old Fashioned Hot Dogs in Minneapolis.